Yes, well, hello once again, and here we are on our last day here that I'll be with you this month, and just want to say thank you for dialing in, and I trust that you will find God faithful as you are seeking Him and looking to His Word. This is how we get our daily inspiration, is we look to the Lord God who has created us, who has given us His Word, and we've talked about that much already. So I know that you know that, you've heard it, and I just trust that you will be experiencing that for the days to follow, and as you take the Bible and read and meditate in God's Word, that you will be filled. That is something that we can count on from the Lord. And so I would like to finish up our series here in Proverbs. And again, as I've said before, we don't have time to go through all of this exhaustively, but hopefully this will encourage you and give you an appetite for going through the Proverbs each day or at least each week. And towards the end of our looking at some scriptures here, I'd like to just give you some little helpful things that we have found very helpful in our family. And we'll try to get to that here after we read a few of these scriptures and meditate and ponder some of the things here that are in God's Word here. The Proverbs are very, very practical. It's something that we can put handles to and apply in our lives as we walk daily with the Lord. There's many good practical applications here. And I just want to say, too, one thing, that as you're reading through the Proverbs, there's going to be times when you won't quite understand what is being said there. I know there's several times I would be looking at some things and have to read it over and over again. And even then, I'm not sure I get quite the full meaning. But God in His time will bring light to those things. We may not understand all of them, but there's enough in there that we'll grab and be able to apply in our lives. And maybe it's for another time as we're walking through different circumstances. Different things in our lives take place, and the scriptures come alive and minister to us right where we are. So don't be discouraged if you read through and there are some things that you just quite can't understand it. That's fairly normal. You can pray and ask God to give you interpretation. There may be somebody you know has good understanding of the scriptures, and it's good to go over it with somebody and have two minds thinking about it. But we do have the gift of the Holy Spirit. He will teach us. We ask God to enlighten us and make His Word profitable for us. So anyways, I just say that to say, don't get discouraged with the Proverbs. There is so much there that we can understand very simply. And if you don't understand it, just keep reading and reading and reading again and pray and ask God to give you light on the subject. And I believe that He'll show you as you're seeking Him. So we'll turn our attention to the 21st. I'd like to read a couple of scriptures out of chapter 21 and chapter 22 just briefly here. I just went through and highlighted a few of these, and I'd like to just go over that with you today. The first one is 22, verse 1, and I'd like you to just ponder this for a moment. It says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will." And this is an interesting proverb here. It tells you a little bit about the sovereignty of God. God is the ruler over the affairs of this world, and I know that Satan is real and that there is a kingdom of darkness that is very much alive in our day. But I just want to encourage you that even in the darkest moments of this world, God is still on His throne. And how He does that is because He's God. That's the only way. He is sovereign Lord. And as we read the Bible, we will see different stories and different accounts of things that take place that God shows just His character in that way. He moves on a man's heart, and he accomplishes the very thing that he desires. And we'll have to ask him how that all works out when we get to see him face to face, but for right now, we just need to just believe that, you know, God is God, And there is no pushing him off of his throne. Doesn't matter if there's just a whole bunch of wicked chaos going on, God still sits on his throne. Somehow he's going to make good out of it. Okay, so anyways, here we read about this king, and it says that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. So what I take out of that is I'm encouraged with this, because it doesn't say if the king follows after God, or if the king is a righteous king, or if the king is a good king. It doesn't specify. It just says that the heart of the king here. We're talking about the ruler, the one that's in control. This scripture tells us that God is able to turn his heart and to make him go in ways just as he desires. And, you know, that's encouraging. That's encouraging to me, because sometimes we feel a little bit out of control. We sense that our world is spinning out of control many times. But God is still in control. And like I say, some of those questions that we might be able to come up with for God, he'll answer them for us one day. But we may have to just take it by faith for a while. But we can see that God is a sovereign God. Okay, I'll keep moving on here. You think about that and go back and read it if you like. But let's move on here. We'll go to the 13th verse here. And it says, "Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard." And again, this is some heavy material here. We don't want to stop our ears to the cry of the poor. It says that we'll also cry ourselves and not be heard. So there is a principle here that God is setting forth, and I want you to take notice of the poor. And as you read through the Proverbs, you're going to see there's a lot to be said about the rich and the poor. Anyways, that's verse 13, and I'll go on to verse 21 now. And it says, "He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor." He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. And so I know that that's in all of our hearts, to follow after righteousness. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our righteousness. When we follow after him, we're going to find mercy and righteousness, mercy, and honor. That's what the Bible is telling us here. So, good promises here. And just for time's sake, I want to just continue on. We're going to go to chapter 22 now. And probably the most quoted one that I can think of in chapter 22 would be verse 6. And I'm sure you've heard it. It says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." And I went ahead and marked with this one verse 7 as well. It says, "The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." And I think that it's no accident these two are just connected right together. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. And that pretty much speaks for itself there. But you'll find people that will argue this one here, Proverbs 22:6, about training up a child in the way he should go. And I heard a man tell me, he told me one time, he said, "You know, we did that. We trained up our children the way they should go, and they're departed from the Lord." And he just didn't believe that this was a true promise from God. And my first question would have to be, well, how do you know, if you had a failure in that way, how do you know that you trained in the way he should go? God is speaking of something that's absolute here. And when we train him up the right way, it's going to be as God said. Now, if we see some breach there, if we see something that didn't work out right, it's not going to be on God's end. It's going to be on our end. Something we did was faulty, not God. He's perfect, and his promises are good and true. So if we go through these steps here, and then we find out, uh-oh, it didn't work for me, don't try to blame God for that. That is not God's fault. Somehow we missed something in the training up of our children. We don't know all there is to know, but we need to study and ask God for help there. But anyways, That doesn't discount God's word just because somebody takes their children to church every Sunday faithfully and reads the Bible at home, and then they find out their children later on in life don't follow after God. That's not God's fault. We need to somehow tap into the hearts of our children and give them proper training. And if we do that, the Bible says that even when he's old, he'll not depart from it. So I say if there's fault to be found there, it would be on our part. Okay, anyways, we'll move on here. I'm going to read out of verse 9. It says, "He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor." Again, another scripture here talking about the poor. It says, "He that hath a bountiful eye," or a generous person, "shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor." It's very much to the heart of God. We share with the poor that are around us. Now we'll go to verse 22. And I'm going to read a couple verses, 22 and 23. It says, "Rob not the poor, because he is poor." Don't, because he's poor. "Neither oppress the afflicted in the gate, for the Lord will plead their cause and spoil the soul of those that spoiled them." So you can see here that God is very much interested in the poor. He wants his people to be very generous to the poor. And like we've talked about earlier, it's a little harder for us to find poor in our country. Even though there are poor here, it's not quite as prevalent as it is in other nations, other countries. But God will show us people that are needy. And let's be generous, and let's have a bountiful eye, that we'll have God's blessing, because God, he is very much pleased with all those kinds of things. If our heart's right, we don't want to get into something with a wicked heart and just do it to please man or to make a show for man. But if we're doing this because we love God, because we love those that are created in his image, that's something that's worthwhile. And God will be blessing us for that. That's all the ones that I wanted to go over with you today, but I do encourage you, go and read through the Proverbs. I do believe you'll be blessed as you go through these things, and I've just picked out a few here. But one of the things that I did want to just share with you, some things that we have found very helpful in our child training, I would go through the Proverbs and I would mark in green with a green highlighter just any scripture that pertained to child training, anything that was giving me instruction and my wife instruction on how to raise up children. I'd mark it in green. And then I'd go back through, and I can easily find it as I turn to the Proverbs. I can flip through. Anything that's marked green is going to have something to do with raising up children and something that I need to be paying attention to. And some of those scriptures I'll even read to the child that is being disciplined, because it's very important that we discipline our children, but not just that, but that we explain to them why we're doing it, because the Bible tells us to. God has given us instruction there. And when our children see that we are just trying to obey God, it makes a connection to them, because you're asking them to obey you, and then you give them the example of that. Now I need to obey God. He's telling me what to do here, and I want to follow him. And I don't do it perfectly, but I ask him to help me, and when I do it wrong, he'll give me correction as well. And so anyways, that was just we found that to be a tremendous blessing, to be able to highlight those in green. And there's other subjects you could, if you wanted to just study out the poor, what it says about the poor or the rich, you could find a color that you like and mark those in there. It's very easy to index that way and to go find them. And it gives you a just a full rounded picture of what's being said here in the Proverbs. It's we found it to be very helpful. So hopefully that will be a blessing to you. And just pray once again that you would be faithful to our God, our faithful Creator. He is the one that gave his life for us and his Son Jesus Christ, that we might have eternal life. And so I trust that God is knocking on the door of your heart to continue to commune with him and have fellowship with him. That is the greatest thing that a man can ever experience. And I hope that you are inspired today to have that relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. God bless you today.